Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report this morning. We'll dive into some local stuff here in just a second. But before we do, some celebrity crap floating around. ABC has renewed Dancing with the Stars for season 34.
Oh my god,
that's a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
The big news about season 34, though, is Robert Irwin, the son of Steve Irwin, is going to be participating. Now, this dude has been making the news the past week or so because he's all hot and sexy now.
Yeah, we feel bad about looking at him because he's only 21.
He's only 21.
He's so young. But yeah, he looks a lot like his dad. It's crazy how much he looks like his dad. And I'm excited to see him on the show.
Do you feel a little naughty, like looking at him, Katie? Because he looks so good.
Well, yeah.
He's got the 6-pack abs and he's there in his underpants. But yeah, he's 21.
And I did the thing that I know a lot of ladies did. They saw that ad, they were like, ooh. And then they instantly Googled his age and we're like, oh no.
How were you when you saw it?
Then I was like, oh.
I need to put myself in time out.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm a nutty mama.
Okay, anyway,
he's going to be on there. Yeah, he's got the 6-pack. And you know what, Dancing with the Stars, they just put him in those little vesty vests and they dance around. So it'll be a perfect fit for him. So whatever. Good for him. Speaking of sexy, People Magazine has chosen the world's most beautiful person. This year, 62-year-old Demi Moore, going the opposite direction.
Absolutely love it.
She's banging, she's still
timeless, too. I mean, you think about all the things she's been in, Ghost, G.I. Jane. She has
been around
forever, and the fact that she...
No, St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Like, she was in Breakfast Club.
St. Elmo's Fire. That's what I'm thinking
You're right.
Of.
She has been around for so long, and she still manages to just be beautiful inside and out.
She looks so good, right?
She does look good.
What's
inside
her secret?
Exactly. And, you know, the fact that, you know, her daughters have been raised in the public eye and they're still such good humans, you know, like I'd love a lot of things about Demi Moore. So good.
I've been seeing
her.
Some nice pictures of her, too, with Bruce Willis as he's fighting the dementia and everything.
Yeah.
She still goes over and sees him.
One more reason to love her. Again, very, very behind this pick of Demi Moore.
Yeah. So she's awesome. Pete Davidson is in trending this morning. I guess this guy is in the process of getting all of his tattoos removed. And he's about 30% done. He had a ton of tats.
His body was covered. Both sleeves and all over his chest and back. So that's insane.
I don't know the backstory as to why he's getting all these removed all of a sudden. Why is that?
So he said, I believe it was either on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon. They asked him why he's getting them all removed. And he goes, a couple years ago, he goes, I was really bored and in a bad spot, like mentally in my life. And he's like, it was just a thing to do. He was like, it was a thing to spend my money on. It was like kind of to take away from the mental pain. You're getting physical pain. And then he goes, a couple years later, I looked at myself and I was like, oh, darn it. Darn it.
Well, so he's coloring book now.
Oh my gosh. And he's so intent on saying, hey, just think about what you do before you do it, because tattooing is so permanent. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it is so painful to take them off. And
way
if
more
your body's
painful.
Covered.
Well, and listen to this number, too. To get them off so far, 30% done, about $200,000.
Oh, it's way more expensive, too.
$200,000.
And you're right, Josh. There was a while where it was like he was just getting them for fun. You know, it was like there was no rhyme or reason behind it. And usually with tattoos, like I have 3 of them, and each one, there's a reason for why I got it. And, you know, so I think that makes as their lasting power a little bit longer.
The thing about tattoos, like I have a few, and it's so funny. I don't want to get them removed, but if I could like redo my life, I probably wouldn't get them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you don't need them.
You don't.
And I got my
I'm
very
still
first
ink-free.
One. I got my first one at 19, and I was like, I love it. I'm going to get sleeves and get totally covered, and I never did. And I'm actually really glad I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know, but I need my Nuggets tattoo. It is necessary.
It's like Katie's entire back is the Nuggets logo.
It's the
entire back, yeah. It's the weirdest looking thing.
Yep.
All right, Katie, what's going on locally?
Well, we have some Avs and Nuggets news, actually, with the Avs falling to the Stars at Ball Arena last night, even with the return of captain Gabe Landeskog. So 2-1, the final from Ball Arena. I know. Game 4, Saturday at Ball, right? Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they'll get back on the ice. And then 7:30 start time for that. Nuggets back in action tonight. So game 3 against the Clippers is at Intuit Dome. Jeremy, have you heard about this place? into it. It's like technology is front and center at this dome. And even the players talk about how awesome it is because, like, the seats light up when they do certain things. Yeah, they have a lot.
Do they vibrate and everything?
Like, yeah, it's like one of the newer stadiums, so they have a lot of technology advancement at Intuit Dome. So I'm excited to watch just to see what, like, the in-game stuff's going to
be intense.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is going to be intense.
That's for the Nuggets game?
That's for the Nuggets game tonight. Wow. 8 o'clock tip for that.
Speaking of technology, I've been working on ChatGPT here because I always make fun of the Clippers, and I feel like I would visualize giant nail clippers down there.
Yeah.
So I actually asked ChatGPT to formulate a basketball game, the Nuggets against giant human-like nail clippers.
Oh, I want to see that.
You
want to
see this? It's not quite what I want yet.
Those nail clippers are terrifying.
I might post it a little later.
Why are they so large?
I know.
It's not quite what I want yet.
It's not quite
what
I want.
We don't want the Clippers to win.
That's kind of funny.
What the heck?
Oh, I love this.
We'll work on that.
I love ChatGPT.
We'll work on that. But yeah, go Nuggets and go Evs go Saturday night. So this new bill being introduced, it's called House Bill 1291. It has to do with Uber and ride sharing. Have you guys heard about this?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of intense, actually. So they are asking that Ubers must record all rides. They've got to perform background checks on all drivers every 6 months.
Good.
And they can't hire people with domestic violence, stalking, or harassment charges. So
are people mad about this?
Well, the thing is, like, I don't think people are mad. When I read this story, I was like, oh, this is great. This is going to keep people safe. Uber's like, if this thing passes, we're taking our stuff and getting out of Colorado. So
that's a little concerning,
right?
Do they have a lot of shady people in there?
That's what I thought. And they came out and said that when stuff like this happens.
I have to Uber this weekend.
Yeah, I know. They're like, it's rare that something like this happens. But, you know, anytime you talk about things that are bad, things that, you know, are negative, anytime you talk about it, you want preventative measures so it doesn't happen, right? So I feel like this bill is doing that. And you're right. It is very concerning that Uber's like, wait a minute,
we can't have
preventative measures. It's going to be a lot of money for them to do background checks for sure, but it's going to keep people safe.
But again, though, is it people that maybe have that on their record? They've changed, they're reformed, they're a better person, they're just trying to work now. And then that'll ding them, and then they can't work.
No. Yeah,
I'm trying to see the glass half full here with those folks.
The thing is, with people who have a history of domestic violence, stalking, harassment, those things don't really go away. Maybe all of them grouped together, but that is harder to, I guess, fix.
Why does it have to be every 6 months, though? That does seem pretty often. Maybe once a year, a background check?
I think it is once a year.
Right now, 6 months. Right now it's a year?
I don't know.
Wow, there must be a lot of crazy Ubers.
I don't know,
but
this is concerning.
It is
once every 6 months.
I like being the recording, I guess, because you can CYA if you've got jerk passengers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing is, again, this is just a House bill. It's not, you know, something that is lawful as of right now, but they're looking at getting it passed.
I have to Uber this weekend.
I know you do.
Down somewhere. Yeah. And
good thing you have Nicole with you.
She's going to kick some butt.
Right?
I mean, honey, put the pepper spray in your purse.
Get him now.
Nicole, no.
No, not me. Not me.
him. Hey, this looks like a lot of fun. You don't have to convince me to go out to Estes Park. It is beautiful out there and only like an hour and a half from Denver. And this weekend, it's Bigfoot Days out in Estes Park.
Are we going to see one?
I'm going to tell you.
You know, everybody's
going
to be dressed as Bigfoot.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's kind of the theme. But they have all these events throughout the weekend that, first of all, Friday, tomorrow, they're kicking it off with the Bigfoot Barbecue.
I want to go to the Bigfoot Barbecue. Of course you do.
So they've got, you know, music, photos, mingling with special guests. It is sold out,
I love
though.
Mingling with special guests.
Me
this
too.
Is right up my alley.
That's where you're Ubering, isn't it? That's where you're going.
you're going to Estes Park. Well, if you are going to stay up in Estes,
now,
Saturday,
do they cook real Bigfoot at the barbecue?
Yes.
Sasquatch on a stick.
Okay.
It's a bunch of Chewbaccas.
Exactly.
Got a hair in it.
They've got the Bigfoot Half Marathon and 5K on Saturday, so you can dress up as Bigfoot and then run.
Sounds sweaty. I don't know
why you want to do that, but
I feel like you should have to wear oversized shoes with that.
Yeah, exactly. Like big feet.
Like if you're
going
to do it. And you have to make the noise, right?
What was that? No, I'm not doing it again. What was that?
You only get that one time.
What was that, Josh?
That was two trending reports.
So.
What? That
That's
was
two
my
cups
Bigfoot.
Of coffee right there.
Okay, and then they're going to have the Bigfoot Days Festival. So this is pretty neat. They've got talks from Bigfoot TV celebrities. Did you know Bigfoot TV was a thing? I did it.
Are those
air quotes celebrities?
I was like, can you call them celebrities?
It's some dude from his mom's basement.
Exactly.
He's been watching old footage of Bigfoot.
Yes.
I swear I saw him, you guys.
I swear, guys. It's grainy. I've stabilized the images. And,
enhanced. Enhanced.
Not a gorilla costume.
They have all kinds of stuff with the festival, though. So they'll have axe throwing, inflatable games, a Bigfoot calling contest.
What would that sound, Katie?
I don't know why I did that.
Try it.
No, I don't.
One
you
more
try
time.
It.
Come
don't
on.
That's what we're going with.
Oh,
but
Katie.
Colorado Bigfoot stories and a lot more. And then they're wrapping up Bigfoot Days with the Bigfoot Days feature film. Right?
It's just going to be a bunch
right?
of grainy
honest,
footage
you,
of nothing.
I want to be honest with you. I don't want to hear the word Bigfoot anymore.
Ever
why?
Again.
Doesn't this sound like fun? Like, I feel like I could spend all
no,
weekend
10 minutes ago.
It did.
Up at
when
Bigfoot
it first
Days.
Started.
Okay, well, get ready for the Sac Squalogist. That is a film, and it's a kind-hearted adventure that follows a researcher and his young protege as they track Sasquatch through the Colorado Rockies, only to discover
he doesn't exist.
The shocking truth behind what Sasquatch is and who they really are. Oh my God, some self-discovery here. All going on at Bigfoot Days.
What else
Days.
You got?
I don't know why you guys aren't excited about this. I love it.
Josh,
okay.
What would Bigfoot sound like?
Katie did the best impression. Yeah.
Thank you.
You think?
No, he'd sound like that. Like
that's Chewbacca.
That's what he'd sound like.
Fun of me.
He's more of a howl. What I've heard of, it's like a...
Why would Bigfoot sound like that?
He doesn't have shoes on, and
is
he's
he
wandering
in pain?
Through the forest.
And
he's stepping on thorns and stuff.
He's going, ow.
He stepped on a beaver.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
I think if he sounded like that, we would have found him by now. Like, that's a pretty big howl. That's
sounds
a pretty
like my
big
wedding
howl.
Night.
Oh, oh, yeah,
gosh.
Right. You wish. Okay, so
forget
the dinner time
seconds.
Burglaries. Do you remember when we talked about this? The dinner time burglaries where there were
they go
some,
in at dinner time, right?
No, yeah. The high-end thieves who would they would look at houses in rich neighborhoods, and then the technology they used was crazy. Yeah, they are now hitting houses in the Boulder area, allegedly. Because here's the thing. The Metro Crime Stoppers say that they can't say with certainty that all the crimes are connected, but... They had a quote where he said, crime doesn't respect county lines or city limits, and they are using the same kind of advanced technology. So they've got the Wi-Fi jammers that we discussed when we brought the story up originally, and then also they're saying they have the ability to scale walls.
This
how
is Spider-Man.
That's what I said. I'm
it's
like,
Spider-Man.
How are they scaling walls? Like,
little mini trampoline.
It is intense. But anyway, they're asking if you know anything about the dinner time robbers to hit up the Denver Metro Crime Stoppers. Because, yeah, they not only hit places in Lone Tree, part of the rich parts of Aurora, but now they're in Boulder County. So they
look
are making
that.
Stops. The Oxford Hotel, Jeremy?
Oh, my God.
I like
love
the
Oxford.
Oxford.
You do. You
yes.
love their toilets.
I told Katie as we were driving by the Oxford on Rocky's home opener day, we drove by it, and I said, Katie, you want to know what I love about the Oxford? The best urinals.
Yes, which
they
is
I
funny.
Know I've been to the bathroom.
They have there. The urinals that are probably 100 years old when
yeah.
you go in there. They like start above your head, Josh. It's one of the ones where you can like pee on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go all
oh, the
way down to the floor, and then the drains in the floor.
Oh.
And they're just old, gigantic, antique urinals, and they're beautiful.
And they're
they have
and
like
I
the,
pee all over them.
They have like the Red Rum bar there too, right? Or whatever.
Yes,
the,
there's a little bar
yeah,
there.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. Nicole
yeah.
and I have gone down there for a little date weekend and just stayed there.
Yeah.
And you peed the entire
pretty.
Weekend.
Like they've got like five of them lined up. Like I'll start all the way at the left and just like run down all the way to the right and run back over to the left. Like just hitting all of them.
The Oxford goes, look out, Jeremy's
jeez,
here.
I know, right?
Like the best urinals.
Get the mop.
Dang,
my
now I
got to
go with a full bladder.
Well, you're not the only
if
one.
If anybody's
who loves them.
Listening at the Oxford right now, send us a picture of those gigantic old urinals. They're kind of like downstairs.
Like, you rave about them.
Anytime
such
a great year.
Someone
such
brings
a great
up
bathroom.
The Oxford. You're like,
send us a picture, 303.
Send
us a picture, 303-691-1649. Text us.
Yeah. I have a friend who works up in one of the offices above it, in a lawyer's office there, and she gave me a tour recently, and I was like, this place is really neat.
It's
I had never
great.
Been in there before.
It's a
but
great little date.
It
night.
Is the oldest hotel in Denver. It beat the Brown yeah. Palace for
oh,
like
is
a
it?
Month.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
it got
cool.
it got put up a month before the Brown Palace. But I just want to point out, it was also named among the best hotels in the world by Travel and Leisure magazine.
As
so,
it should.
As it should. As it's on it the list. Should.
It's just got that old antique-y vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Rich mahogany.
Well, you know, it's haunted. Like, that's what's
the whole
cool
thing,
about
right?
It.
Yeah.
You know what the ghosts sound like, don't you, Jeff?
You do it again. They don't have any shoes
on. Do they
on.
Also stub their toes? They're ghosts.
That's what I sound like when I'm at those urinals. Passing the kidneys, though.
That's it.
That's it. That's your trending report.